Hey, Brian, I'm really good. So what I wanted to ask you is, you know, with your work and, you know, speaking on behalf of the construction industry, I know you wanted to get in, out there that you don't have enough workers. You need more foreign-born workers. You know, so I wanted to kind of get right into that because I understand.
Let's dive in.
Yeah, let's talk about that. 80% of construction companies, I understand, in Ohio say they're having a hard time finding workers. So can you talk about that with me and also talk about, you know, what are the challenges of such a thing? Why is that happening?
Sure. I mean, I think the biggest challenge is, I mean, to paraphrase Willie Nelson poorly, mamas don't want their babies to grow up to be construction workers. And this all started about 40 years ago when we as a nation decided that, you know, as we were heading to the sort of post-industrial economy, that we needed to tell every high school student out there that they had to go to college and work in the open quote unquote knowledge sector or knowledge economy, which translates to working in some kind of fluorescent lit cube farm. So for the last 40 years, the federal government has been reducing how much it invests in career and technical education, what I knew as vocational education when I was in high school. So we spend less in actual dollars today than we did back in 2001 on training high school students on things like how to work in construction, how to work in manufacturing, how to do cosmetology, you name it. So shock of shocks, since we're not teaching these children about careers in construction or the skills they need, they're not pursuing those careers. At the same time, we have an immigration policy that basically doesn't really offer many opportunities for people to lawfully come into the country to work in construction. We don't have like a dedicated construction specific work visa program. And of course, we've had kind of essentially an open border for the last 30, 40 years. So we have a large pool of undocumented workers. So we've got a workforce policy in this country that doesn't want our children to work in construction, doesn't want to let people lawfully work in construction, lets a lot of people into the country unlawfully, and wants to build a lot of things. So let's not be surprised by the fact that there are some undocumented workers working in construction. That's kind of a deliberate consequence of policy choices people made in Washington. And what we, of course, want to do, top priority, is we need to reinvigorate that domestic pipeline for getting people into the construction industry. We should be doubling the amount of money we spend on a bill called the Perkins Act, which funds high school construction programs, so we can get our young men and women into high-paying construction careers. But if it took decades to dismantle that system, right, it's going to take at least a couple years to reinvigorate it. So in the meantime, instead of relying on undocumented workers, we should be establishing specific construction-specific temporary work visa programs so we can bring people lawfully into the country, understand who they are, understand that they've got a safe background, understand how we can tax them and track them. And then once that domestic pipeline is reinvigorated, they can go home so we can fill those jobs with, you know, young men and women from our country. And then the last thing we need to do, in addition to securing the border so we don't have any more undocumented people coming in, and of course, getting rid of all the bad men and women who are here and engaged in other criminal activity, is we need to have a real conversation about, you know, the several million men and women who, yes, committed this original sin of coming into this country without permission, but have otherwise been putting their boots on every morning, showing up to work, and been responsibly engaged in economic activity. Let's give them some kind of, you know, they pay a penalty, they go to the back of the line, but some kind of earned path to legal status, to acknowledge the fact that they have been contributing to the American economy pretty responsibly for years now. So anyway, that was a long answer to your question, but step one is let's get our children, our American children, into construction. Let's create a temporary visa program. Let's deal with this large pool of undocumented workers, and absolutely let's secure this border.
Oh, I also understand, too, construction contributing $38 billion to Ohio's GDP, you know, and there's, you're going to need 454,000 new workers. So maybe also talk about, you know, where these workers could come from, and also a shout out to, you know, to young people, the people that want to change careers, right? Like you can do this. The work is there. The money's there too, right?
These are great paying jobs. They pay, construction pays 18% more than the average non-farm job in the country. So we're re just looking at the national figures that came out today. Construction, nationwide, the average hourly earning in the construction industry is almost $40 an hour at this point. And remember, these are careers that by and large don't require someone to accumulate a bunch of college debt to get into. So what that means is when you drive by that construction project and you see all those pickup trucks in the parking lot, they're paid for, right? They're not leased, they're paid for. And the jet skis that those men and women tow on weekends are paid for as well. So yes, we've got a great in Ohio, we've got a great construction recruiting program called I Build America-Ohio, that lists all kinds of job opportunities for the construction sector in the state. Yes, these are great jobs, don't require college debt, many different opportunities. And even if you don't want to work outside, even if you don't want to be an equipment operator or a carpenter or a pipe fitter, but you want to be in the construction industry, we have plenty of in-office career positions in construction, estimating, engineering, marketing, legal teams, accounting teams. If you do want to sit inside, but you want to be part of an industry that builds things that will last for decades, there are plenty of opportunities in this field.
People are concerned about some of the policies, and how it impacts the construction industry. What would you suggest they do? Is this a matter of talking to your congressman or just making your opinion known? Like, what can be done here?
Yeah, you absolutely. I mean, again, if you think it's silly that we don't have enough investment in career and technical education, that we're not exposing our children to careers in construction, if you think it's silly that we don't have a process for letting people lawfully, safely come into this country and be taxed and be tracked to work temporarily in this industry. And if you think it's silly that we don't have enough people to build the things that our communities need to be successful, whether it's that new school building, whether it's that new police station, whether it's that new factory that they would put in my town, but there aren't enough people to build it, so all those manufacturing jobs won't show up. If you think all that's silly, you can visit workforcedoneright.org. One word, workforcedoneright.org. And there's all kinds of information about our current workforce needs, about some of the asks we have in terms of creating a temporary visa program, of making sure that we get the right workers the right way in to meet our economic needs. And you can click right there. If you don't, most people don't have like their member of Congress on speed dial. I certainly don't. But if you go to that website and you click in one button, you can easily send a message to your member of Congress saying, hey, let's spend more money on career technical education here, and let's create a better way to bring workers in lawfully into this country.
All right, Brian, good to talk to you. It's been a couple of years, but I think we got some good stuff out there for people, today. And obviously, we'll see where things go from here.
We will indeed. Anything you need, let me know, and it's always a pleasure. Appreciate the time.
Hey, take care. Bye now.
You too now. Have a good weekend.